Yo, I just want to thank everybody for their support. First of all, I'm in a listening session for my because I feel like I love doing listening sessions because I feel it's like Christmas Day when the parents get to see the kids open up the gifts because I feel like I try to give the gift of music. You know, like this album has been like basically based off the devastation and the hurt that I've felt within the past year of all the losses that I've went through and just kind of settling into sort of being like this fucking super famous alien where everywhere I go somebody wants a fucking photograph. And you know, it's hard when you're not really a celebrity, but you're just a real person that ended up just being famous for for your craft. But what's good is it's therapeutic for me. It's like it's a better option than suicide to just keep on putting out music and art. And of course, I got a lot of backlash for my medium that I wanted to do this in. And I created a thing I call Heartbreak. It's like a mixed drink, and it's like auto-tune meets distortion with a bit of delay on it and a whole bunch of fucked up life that I put onto records, and that's what I call my Heartbreak, and that every record basically has. But I'm delivering what I feel like is art, and that's what I want to deliver at this point from now on. With records like Love Like Down, they might not have hi-hats and shit like everything else has. So I go out and be listening to Jimi Hendrix and the Stones and Lenny Kravitz, and they wouldn't play no hip-hop records in the midst of that. And I feel like niggas be giving up on trying to make music on the Quincy Jones level. And on this record, I'm trying to improve my craft and trying to push it to a level that no nigga ever made it to. You know, no niggas like no 50,000 people, 100,000 stadiums 10 years after their records came out. And for anybody that saw the tour, you know, my goal is to make it, to take it to a whole nother level. You know, so today we about to drop the record, one of the records everybody's talking about is Amazing featuring Jeezy. I wanted to first thing make this call right before Chris blasted out to everybody that, you know, it's definitely one of those joints in the club that's gonna go crazy, that's gonna send it up like we did with Swagger, like we did with Put On, or like we always do at this time. Basically, you know, this is what my job is. My job is to give y'all shit that had a model bitches running crazy and shit, or have niggas bobbing their head crazy like it can't tell me nothing, a flashing light. And, you know, of course, I always hit them with a curve to start off with. But, I mean, y'all know it's that Heartless, that straight nigga shit. That the whole album is shit that 50 would rap over on in the day. So I'm trying to put some Phil Collins melodies. But I rap from, I still, even if I'm harmonizing, it's still from a nigga perspective. I ain't making no, girl, your nails is the perfect nails, you the perfect, nah, this ain't none of, this is still 100% rap perspective music with melody. So I just came on the call, man, to thank everybody for their support with Love Like Down. That shit sold over a million on iTunes thus far. And bitches love it, and niggas like to watch bitches dance to it. And for all, like, and I'm sorry, for any female DJs, I mean, young ladies like it very much. And this album is really for my heart, man. It's an art project, and I just appreciate everybody. You know, for the people who, like, mad that I'm not rapping right now, thank you very much for allowing me to sit on this basic therapeutic couch and let this one off and get out what I need to get out. There's rumors of another album coming in June. I'm not going to put that pressure on myself. I'm probably coming with another tour in June, though. But, man, that's where I'm at with my life right now. And I really wanted to release this music, and I forced L.A. to give me this release date. I was like, don't fucking wait, you know, months and months and months to try to set it up. Just give people the music, because I'm constantly making music. We almost finished with Jay album. We was almost finished before I even dropped my album. So Jay album is coming in February. It's a new Wayne special packaging coming before this Christmas is out, and we got a new record on there together. So we still got a bunch of shit coming. But yeah, I just said all that to say thank you and shit. And that's about it.
All right, and then with that being said, everybody that's listening on this call, we are going to release Amazing today, Kanye West's new record, Amazing. And just one last thing before you get off the phone. You're moving your album date to the 24th, correct? You want to speak on that?
Well, yeah, the label moved it up. The label moved it up to get more Thanksgiving sales, and they told me to get on the call and tell y'all that I moved it up because of the fucking excitement. But I don't do that shit, you know what I'm saying? The label moves, you know, they're trying to get more sales and shit. I'm excited about the album. I mean, also, I gotta say, man, RoboCop is completely different on the album. Paranoid is different. And I did not leak those. I didn't leak the Heartless video. Motherfuckers is leaking my shit. Like, only shit I leaked was Heartless and, I mean, Heartless and Love Like Down. They're the only joints I actually put out. So, I don't know what it is, but, yeah, basically, the label moved it up. They trying to get more sales and shit. If I get the sales, then cool. If I don't, hey, that, I mean, I have to sure bear the burden because I've been a cocky motherfucker and talked my shit and all that. And people would love to see me not sell, what stuff do. But, hey, it is what it is, man. That's the way life is, man. But hopefully I can sell. We've been doing pretty good with the singles we've been dropping. And they put up a day and just probably get more sales because of it.
And with that being said, support Love Lockdown, support Heartless, and we got a brand new record coming today. It's called Amazing. It's just you by yourself, yeah?
No, I got Jeezy on it. Jeezy came down to Hawaii with us because every time I would write a chorus or write any type of hook, I'd be like, man, what would Jeezy do? Then niggas have stick, bumper stickers say, what would Jeezy do? I should have like, what would Jeezy do? What would he say on this record? Because at the end of the day, I make my shit straight white t-shirt ready at all given times. So he came down and helped out, but he actually helped with other records. So his records are straight singing records that has Jeezy lines on it, and you'll feel that energy throughout the entire joint. But this features Jeezy, though.
Yeah. All right, so y'all heard it here first, man. We got over 200 people on the phone right now listening to you, yay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me, Young Sav, Steve-O, EP, we going to send out the Amazing featuring Jeezy record today. It's coming in your email box in less than 15 minutes. Yeah, you want to say anything before you go? You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of people listening to you right now, a bunch of people on hold just waiting to talk to you or whatever the case may be. They want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying? You done? You good? We might have lost him. He's in the UK, you know what I'm saying? So I think we might have lost him, man. But that was Jay, man. And like we said, man, 11/24 is the brand new date. It's a Monday. The album will be on coming that date. You can buy it in the stores that date. You can buy it on YouTube, iTunes that date. You know what I'm saying? And we are releasing a brand new record featuring Jeezy today. It's called Amazing. So, you know what I'm saying? Go sit in your email boxes right now because it's coming. All right, and we want to thank everybody for jumping on the call right now, you know what I'm saying, the Def Jam conference call, you know what I'm saying. Thanks for everybody's support. We out of here. Stay near them email boxes. It's coming right now.